A garage band called State of Mind is kicking off a registration drive and rally for young voters at the UW-Marinette Student Center. It's part of the New Voters Project. Jesse Tolkien is heading up the effort to register as many young Wisconsin voters as possible. She hopes to make voting a state of mind young people can get into.
We are actually the largest grassroots mobilization of young voters in the history of the United States, and we're going to make 2004 the year that young voters really show their power.
Tolkien says 18 to 24-year-olds often don't think politicians care about issues that are important to them, so they tend to sit out elections. The student coordinator of the drive in Marinette is Faith Nibbs. She's leading a team of students wearing red sweatshirts and spangly red, white, and blue top hats. The volunteers are armed with clipboards and collar people coming into the student center.
First thing we ask them is if they are a registered voter, like this person, Annie.
Nibbs directs one of the volunteers to a potential non-voter who just walked in the front door.
That we would stop them and ask them if they're a registered voter. And then we're finding that 80% of the people are not.
It takes just a couple minutes to fill out a registration form. Then the new voters can go in the cafeteria to enjoy free pizza and the rock band. It's just a couple hours into the voter drive, and Nibbs' team already has a thick stack of registration forms. But not quite everyone was willing.
Have you had anybody come through and say they're not registered and they don't want to be registered?
One person said I'm not, and he didn't want to. And we asked him to, you know, do his part, and he said he was in other ways, and we didn't argue that. We did have a student that didn't know why they should vote, you know, why should I? And after giving them some information, we were able to register them to vote because they saw that it's empowering.
A student from Krivitz was filling out a registration form. At 32, Lisa Katecki is a bit beyond the target age group for the New Voters Project, but she's never voted in a presidential election. She registered because she wants to vote for President George W. Bush. Often, young people don't vote because of logistics. Katecki says drives like this one make it easy.
I think it's a really good system because I think there's a lot of people out there that are afraid to go register to vote because they don't know what it's actually about. They don't know how to register. They don't know, really know where to go to register, you know, and there's a lot of people that are not familiar with it. So I think it's really good because this gets them out there and it grabs them right away and they feel invited to do it.
In Wisconsin, new voters can show up at a polling place with ID and proof of residence and register on election day. But the New Voters Project says students are a transient group, so they're collecting cell phone numbers, and volunteers will call registrants before the fall election to remind them where to go. And students have special concerns. Dustin Dries is 19 and ready to vote in his first presidential election. He doesn't know who'll get his vote. He wants to do some research on the candidates.
There's like a lot of concerns with education and, you know, tuition going up for the state budget, and I feel that I should put my vote in.
The New Voters Project will hold registration drives this year on every UW campus, as well as the state's technical colleges and high schools. Organizers hope young people will embrace a new state of mind and make voting a lifelong habit. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.